I think this year we will bring Eder, Rezus Hashem, establish a chazoka around Yom HaTzmaut time. To be ma'ayim uved in the Rosh Russia and his mind with Dodi Dopek. So maybe we'll pick up on the second section, the one entitled Eo. Preceding, the Rav explains how the approach which
Halacha mandates in responding, whether it's individually or collectively, to Yisurim Rachmana Litzlan, is not to attempt to be able to understand in any true sense the why, but to recognize that what the Yisurim demand, what reaction Yisurim demand from a person, which is that a person should cleanse himself, elevate himself, renew himself in his Avodas Hashem, in his, what the Rav refers to as Tikkun HaSevel V'Ha'alo Oso, elevating the suffering from something which is Rachmana Litzlan lacking in purpose and direction, and letting it become a source of So then, on the heels of that, the drasha continues that when Eov sort of philosophically challenged HaKadosh Baruch Hu as to the reason for Yisurim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to him, Eifo ha-yisa b'yos the oretz, right? Where were you when I established the world, when I laid the foundations for existence? Hine hageid im yadata vina, speak up if you have any understanding in this area. And the Rav then paraphrases that the thrust of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to Eov is, Einato yodea ta alfa beta shel hayitzur, if you don't know the building blocks of existence, if you can't understand Briya Sa'olam, Madua titchatzef lahakshot kushot al hanaga Sa'olam, how can you arrogantly, brazenly question divine providence? And Eov recognizes that. He recognizes that mistake. Lachain higadati velo oven niflos mimeni velo eda. And then the Rav paraphrases that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu then tells Eov is, davar echad mechovatcha ladat, one thing it is your obligation to know and understand, et yisod tikkun hayisurim, the yisod, the fundamental principle of what's the best way to translate to how to redeem suffering? Tikkun Yisurim, how to redeem suffering? Im tuchal lehitromem al yedei hayisurim. If you'll be able to elevate yourself as a result of the Yisurim to a level which hitherto you hadn't attained. But then there's a very interesting shift. Instead of just talking broadly about tahara, elevation, sanctification. So the Rav began very, very beautifully in his inimitable Melitza, says that Ulam focuses, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu focused specifically on Eov's interpersonal involvement. Ish tam v'yosha ha'yisa yireh lukim v'sor meira. True. Lo ish tam ashtu b'chochacha v'oshrucho l'ra. You didn't abuse your wealth and your positions of power for evil. What's more, natata harveh l'tzdoka. You in fact did give lots of tzedakah. Lo nimnata milahamtzi eze v'sad l'rabim. And you didn't refrain from providing support. Ulam chasera lecha otam midat hachesed hagdola b'shnei muvanim. But you were inexcusably and unacceptably deficient in midas hachesed in two ways, in two respects. Aleph. Me'olam lo nasata ba'ol hatzibur v'lo hishtatafta b'tzaraso v'yegono. You were never nose ba'ol. You never assumed the burden of the tzibur. You never joined in its suffering and sorrow. Beis lo hirgashta et yisurei hayachid hasovel. You didn't empathetically experience the suffering of individuals who were in dire straits. A person can do chesed and give tzedakah, but can do so ultimately with a sense of detachment, with a sense of being omeg mibachutz. It's not my tzara, it's your tzara. I'm, Baruch Hashem, not impoverished. Speaking to the oni, you're the one who's impoverished. And a person, kefi matnas yado, can write a generous check. And similarly, in terms of the tzibur, a person can make contributions to communal organizations, whether yeshivas or whatever the organization may be. But again, it's with a sense of distance, a sense of detachment, not a sense of that the community's burden, the tzibur's burden, is my burden. And that's the indictment that the Rav is reading within Sefer Iyov. All of this is interspersed with quotes from Sukkim from Sefer Iyov. Those are the indictments that the Rav sees against Iyov. But what we need to reflect upon here for a moment is that initially the Rav was talking about how the response to Yisurim is, in general, again, that a person should do tshuva, a person should be mekadesh himself, metaher, meronim, and now he's speaking much more narrowly, specifically in the Ben Adam L'Chavero realm, specifically about being nosei ba'ol and hatzibur, specifically about, again, not just helping a fellow Jew, but empathetically identifying with that individual's plight. So why did things constrict? And why are we talking specifically here and stressing within the tshuva, the ben adam l'chaveru so much. So it's clear that the tshuva is impossible without transformation in ben adam l'chaveru. And what's more, it's also clear that that's not only due to the need for comprehensiveness. It's not only due to the fact that, well, Torah consists of ben adam l'makom, ben adam l'chaveru, and because of that, if I'm going to do tshuva, so clearly the tshuva has to encompass both realms. No, the mashmas here very much is that even in the ben adam l'makom, there's not going to be any tshuva, there's not going to be any elevation, there's not going to be any tahara, kedusha attained, unless you see something concomitant ben adam l'chaveru. So let's try to understand what that means. So l'chaveru, two perspectives here, Rav Osei. Perspective number one. Let's say a person is sitting in the Beis Medrash, and he's learning with tremendous hasmada. And you take a snapshot. And now you're gonna write a caption underneath this picture. A person who's totally shakua in his learning. So what's the caption going to be under the picture? So two possible captions. Caption number one. And here's a stirring living example of that devotion, of that commitment, of that dedication. That's one caption that could accompany the picture. But there could be another caption that accompanies that picture as well. Here's a person who's so caught up in his own studies, in his own limudim, ultimately so caught up in himself. So how does the individual himself, for that matter, never mind the onlooker, how does a person know what the accurate caption is if he's the person featured in the picture? Sometimes we take a see, again, those stirring living examples which invite and deserve the first caption. But it's not the only example that we see. I don't know, sometimes people come and the way they talk about, well, I don't know, this isn't good for my avodas Hashem, and this isn't good. And there seems to be more of an emphasis on the my than the avodas Hashem. Avodas Hashem can also be self-centered. It can be tremendously altruistic, but it can also be self-centered. Even sitting and learning can be self-centered. It doesn't have to be. It shouldn't be. Baruch Hashem, in so many cases, it's not. But it can be. You know, there's a famous word from the Kotzka. The one Kiddushin says, "Impoga b'chol menuvol zeh moshchei lebeis hamedrash." So the menuvol is the Yetzer Hara. "Impoga b'chol menuvol zeh moshchei lebeis hamedrash." So the Kotzka says, so what Chazal should have said, "Impoga b'chol menuvol," you meant the Yetzer Hara. So why is it "Impoga b'chol menuvol zeh"? The Kotzka says, "Impoga b'chol menuvol zeh," the Yetzer Hara, who circulates outside of the Beis Hamedrash, you'll defeat him by moshchei lebeis hamedrash. He said, but the Yetzer Hara that you encounter in the Beis Medrash, that's going to require a different tactic. The maneuver, this maneuver, the Yetzer Hara from the street. But there's another Yetzer Hara in the Beis Medrash. So l'chora, the way a person knows which of the two captions is fitting is when a person looks at his Ben Adam L'chavero. If in his Ben Adam L'chavero, the person is devoted and dedicated and mevater and concerned and committed, so then Yitachein, that his Ben Adam L'makom, is altruistic, is l'shma. But if honestly a person can't see that, doesn't see that in his Ben Adam L'chavero, then it can't be the case that his Ben Adam L'makom is pure. Because if the person is selfish in the Ben Adam L'chavero, he's not altruistic in the Ben Adam L'makom, he's a selfish person. It's my learning, I want to learn, I enjoy learning, I want to know Torah, I, as opposed to Torah, Torah, Torah. And that's one perspective on why, even though the Rav is initially talking about Shuvah in general, he's not talking about Ben Adam L'Chavero. Yisurim kam l'romeim et ha'adam l'taherit ucho l'kadsho l'nakot et machshavto l'tzof ha'mikol psolas ha'shitrius u'siyagei ha'gasut. And now he's speaking seemingly much more narrowly, because unless one will be able to recognize and realize this in the Ben Adam L'chavero, the Ben Adam L'makom, as the Ben Adam L'chavero goes, so too is the Ben Adam L'makom. A person is not going to be more l'shma and more selfless in his Ben Adam L'makom than he is in his Ben Adam L'chavero. Jonah had an excellent tushdel hit. The Gemara has at the end of Lulav Arava in Sukkah, the Gemara quotes the pasuk from the end of Mishlei of Isoras Chesed al Lashona. So the Gemara says, "V'chi yesh Torah shel Chesed v'Torah she'eino shel Chesed." So what? There are two different Torahs. Ella, the Gemara says that Torah l'shma is Torah shel Chesed, and Torah shelo l'shma is Torah she'eino shel Chesed. That's shot number one in the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, "Ika de'amrei that Torah almanas lalamed halomid almanas lalamed is Torah's chesed, but shalom almanas lalamed is not Torah's chesed." So that's exactly those. When you take those two pshatim in the Gemara in concert, when you take those two pshatim in conjunction with each other, that's exactly what we're talking about. A Torah l'shma also has to be a Torah Manas L'Lameid. If it's not on Manas L'Lameid, it's inconceivable, then it's going to be a Torah L'Shma. If the learning is for me, not on Manas L'Lameid, if I'm self-centered in my Ben Adam L'Chavero, then I'm self-centered in my Ben Adam L'Makom. The Torah L'Shma will be a Torah on Manas L'Lameid. The Torah on Manas L'Lameid can be a Torah L'Shma. But Shalom and Aslam made has to be a Torah Shalom Lishma. The Chafetz Chaim has a, I think this is in the, if I recall correctly, this is in the Hakdoma to his Kuntres Aves Chesed. He comments on the mitzvah of Halachta B'drachav in Parshios. I think this is how it goes. You'll take a look. In Parshios Re'eh and Ekev appears three times. In Parshios Re'eh, the Torah has just shortly beyond Shlishi, Achri Hashem Elokechem Teilechu. Which Chazal interpret to mean Lahaloch Acham Idos of Shalakodesh Baruch Hu, V'halachta V'drachav, Achrei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu, right, the anthropomorphic metaphor is walk in his footsteps. It's go wherever he goes. Mahum al b'sharumim, afata al b'sharumim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu goes to do chesed, so you follow in his footsteps and you go to do the same type of chesed. It also means V'halachta V'drachav. So the pasuk is Achrei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu Va'oso Sirau Ves Mitzvosav Teshmeru V'kol Sheshmeru Va'oso Savodu Uvosid Bokun. For our purposes, that's try to at least keep track, especially at the beginning of the pasuk. Achrei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu Va'oso Sirau. If you backtrack to Parshas Ekev, so you have Alachti V'drachav twice in Parshas Ekev. At Chamishi, Ve'ato Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Meimach, Kiyim Le'yiris Hashem Elokecha, Lo'leches B'chol Durochav, right, V'halakta B'durochav, Lo'leches B'chol Durochav, U'li'ava Oso, V'lavadis Hashem Elokecha, B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha. One more time in Parshas Ekev, Kiyim Shomu, this is at Shvi, at Maftir, Kiyim Shomu Tishmon is called a mitzvah azosa sheranochi mitzavah eschem la'asosa li'avos Hashem alokechem alechiz b'chol durochav u'ledov kavo. So the Chafetz Chaim comments how in each of these three places the placement of v'halachta b'drachav differs. In Parshas Re'eh, v'halachta b'drachav precedes v'oso sirau. The first time in Parshas Ekev, it's after Yeras Hashem, but it precedes Ahavas Hashem. And the second time in Parshas Ekev, it's after Ahavas Hashem, preceding Dveikus. So says the Chafetz Chaim, the chat is like this. Every time a person wants to, aspires to go one rung higher, in Avodas Hashem, it requires that he redouble his efforts in V'halachta B'drachav. And again, the Chafetz Chaim is clearly says in that context that the main thrust of the V'halachta B'drachav is the Ben Odom L'Chaveru. Mahu Nikaracham Afatah Yerachum, Mahu Nikarachan Afatah Yerachum, etc. So every time you want to achieve Emes Yeres Hashem. So first, Achrei Hashem Elokechem Teilechu. First, redouble your efforts in the V'halachta B'drachav. Mahu Bal B'sharumim Avatah Avatah Al B'sharumim, and you'll be able to attain Yeres Hashem. Then you want to go from Yeres Hashem to Avos Hashem. Ma'atu Ma'isah Hashem Elokecha Shomei Apim LeYeres Hashem Elokecha, and you want to go from Yeres Hashem to Avos Hashem. So again, you need to return to the Lolachas B'chol Durochav La'ava Oso. You want to move from Avas Hashem to Dveikus B'Hashem. So weiter, Kiyim Shomo Tishma Eskol HaMitzvah Azos Asher Anochi Mitzav Eschem La'asosa the Avas Hashem Elkechem Lolachas B'chol Durochav La'adov Kavel. And it dovetails beautifully with the idea that we're talking about. A person can't be on a higher Madrega in his Ben Adam Lamachom, than he is in his Ben Adam L'Chaveru. And L'Chaveru, that's the idea which is reflected here between what seems like a shift, that the Rav was talking in very general terms about Yisurim L'Romei Mesa Adam, L'Teheris Rucho, L'Kadsho, L'Nakos Es Machshavto, Uletzorfo mikol psolas hashitchius. He wasn't talking about anything about Ben Adam Mechaberu specifically. And then he segues into Eov, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu indicts Eov of Lohir Gashta. I'm now rereading the 2 points in the reverse order. Of Lohir Gashta as Yisuri HaYochid HaSovel. That's one perspective. The other perspective is suggested by the following Rambam. If you take a look at the Rambam towards the end of Perek Aleph of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, where the Rambam traces the history from Bimei Enosh, when Avodah Zarah first surfaced down to our Yerida LeMitzrayim. So the Rambam describes how Avraham Avinu, due to his relentless search, ultimately midaito hanuchona, discovers HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Avraham Avinu disseminates it, in particular, especially transmits to Yitzchak to Yaakov. And then the Rambam writes as follows: the Yaakov Avinu limeid bon of kulam. Unlike Avraham and Yitzchak, who didn't have this course of doing so, Avraham was only able to transmit to Yitzchak, not really to Yishmael. Yitzchak only to Yaakov, not to Esav. The Yaakov Avinu limeid bon of kulam v'hivdel Levi uminahu rosh v'hoshivu b'yeshiva l'lamei derech Hashem b'lishmo mitzvos Avraham v'tzivos bon of shelo yafsiku mimei Levi memuna acha memuna. Now comes the sentence that's crucial for our purposes now. Listen to this line of Elsai. V'naseis ba'olam uma. Aleph mem hey, nation. V'naseis ba'olam uma shehi yodas es Hashem. Whereas the Rambam says now something was achieved which hadn't existed previously, not since the mistake of Dorosh al Enosh had basically spread throughout the world, is that Emunah Bashem was no longer the province of just yechidim, of individuals, but now you had an umah hayodas es Hashem. Naseis ba'olam umah sheyodas es Hashem. What the Rambam writes here in the Yad is echoes something that he says somewhat more by Arichus in the end of the Mora. Rambam's talking about Shivisi Hashem the Negdi Samid, and he says that Moshe Rabbeinu and the Avos were the only 4 individuals in all of history. Even other than these 4, even the greatest of the Nevi'im did not attain what these 4 individuals did, which was that every waking moment, it was machshavtam dvuka v'Hashem, even when they were simultaneously involved with mundane matters. So, for instance, even when the others were raising sheep, which was their panosa, even then, when they were engaged in the most mundane of activities, their thoughts were dvukim b'Hashem. And the Rambam says what made that amazing feat possible was shebechol hamasim ha'ele matratam ha'ita lehitkarev elav yisale. Their goal, even in all the mundane preoccupations and engagements they had, was to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekain, I skipped a word, Shekain, listen to the sentence Rabbi Osai. Tachlis ma'amotzehem, the goal of all their efforts, b'meshach kiyumam, throughout their lives, hoyesa lahavi lidei mitzius, umo hayodas esakel v'ovedus oso. What Avraham Avinu, what Yitzchak Avinu, what Yaakov Avinu, the goal to which they devoted and dedicated their lives was to bring into existence a ne'uma hayodas es hakel v'ovedas oso. And then the Rambam quotes the pasuk from Parshas Vayera, ki yedaitiv l'mana sheyitzaveh. So clearly, that's what the Rambam was reflecting in Hilchos Avodah Zarah as well. Why this need dafka for an umo hayodas es elokeha? So lechora, the Rambam in the next sentence reveals that secret to us. His bara lecha efo shetachlis kol ma'aseihem. Again, a second ago, the Rambam said tachlis kol ma'aseihem was to bring into the world an umo hayodas es elokeha. Now he says shetachlis kol ma'aseihem haytam mufneit was directed lahafitz, to disseminate as yichud Hashem ba'olam. Ulahadrich b'nei adam le'av oso yisale. Now the Rambam doesn't speak anymore in terms of a specific ummah. He says it was to disseminate yichud Hashem. Clearly, the combination of those two sentences teaches that for a teaching to be consistently represented and disseminated, the it needs to be carried and communicated not just by yechidim but by an ummah. What's entrusted only to yechidim, not to an ummah, is not going to have the same staying power. Cannot possibly achieve the same thing as when the teaching is carried and communicated by a people as a whole. And that's what the Ovos understood. And they understood that that's what the Ritzon Hashem was. And that's what you see by Mamad HaSinai also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'amtem tiyuli memlechas konim v'goy kodosh. The bris is a bris between not HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the 600,000 Yechidim. It's a bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a people, and a Goy Kadosh. Okay, each of us belong to that Goy Kadosh, and Memela, the bris relates to us as Yechidim as well, but the fundamentally and foundationally, the bris is with Klal Yisrael, with Knesset Yisrael, is with an Ummah, Hayodas es Hashem. That's why the Baisa in Masachas Yevamos, the Rambam quotes it in Hilchos Yisrael Biyah, but it's the Baisa. Ketzed mekablin geri tzedek, the Rambam writes, geri hatzedek sheyovel his gayer. When a potential ger comes, the yivtiku achav v'lo yimtzu ila, they see that he doesn't have ulterior motivation. Omen lo mera isa shabosel his gaya. Iata Yodesh Yisrael Bizman Hazah Devuyim Dechufim Mesuchafim Umeturafim V'Yisurim Barim Aleihem. So the very first question which the Beis Din poses to the Ger Tzedek, again, after ascertaining that he's not prompted by ulterior motivation, ulterior motives, is, don't you see what the plight of the Jewish people is? Don't you see that Iran is working strenuously to get the bomb so they can, Rahman al-Etzlan, try to pick up where others, Yimach Shemam, failed and left off. So why is that the very first? Why is that the very first question? Because fundamentally, Geirus has to be not just a way of going from 7 mitzvahs to 613 mitzvahs. It has to be casting one's lot with Kol Yisrael. It has to be becoming a part of the Jewish people. Because ultimately, the dissemination of Yichud Hashem ba'olam is accomplished through an umah hayodas es Elokeha. The other reason, or the other perspective, that even when we're talking about tshuva in its more general and encompassing sense, there's such an emphasis, such a dagesh chazak placed on the Ben Adam L'Chavero, is that the Ben Adam L'Makom is in the context of V'soch Ami Anochi Yoshavas. It's not that one's relations, one's identification with the klal is only relevant in the tchum of Ben Adam L'Chavero. No, that's the context and the foundation for one's Ben Adam L'Makom as well. Basically, the two perspectives we suggested in terms of the selflessness versus the selfishness, or the fact that one's Ben Adam L'Makom has to be rooted, is in the context of an Umma Yodas Elokeha, it really corresponds to, again, let's reread here, Ulam Chaseira Lecha. This is, again, the Rav paraphrasing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's indictment to Eov. Ulam Chaseira Lecha Ota Midat HaChesed HaGedola B'Shnei Muvanim. In two senses, in two respects. Aleph me'olam lo nasata ba'ol hatzibur v'lo hishtafta b'tzaraso v'yagona. You're an individual. You're not a klal mensch. You're too much of a yachid. Beis lo hirgashta es yisuri hayachid hasovel. You're too self-absorbed. And if you're self-absorbed, so that's pogame, not only the Ben Adam L'Chavero, but Al Kochach, it's pogame the Ben Adam L'Makom as well. Maybe just one, in the next section, I'm sorry you don't have it in front of you now, but if you try to register what we're talking about anyway, you'll go back and then read it and maybe try to rethink what we're talking about. This drasha was delivered in 1956. Which were times it's been more or less consecutively since 1948. That's the truth. It's been fraught with danger for Medinas Yisrael. But 1956 was an especially dangerous time with the Suez Crisis. crisis with Egypt under Nasser Yimach Shemo, very, very militant and threatening Medinas Yisrael. So the Rav is talking about how, again, Yisurim Amachayev, Machayev a response, and the response has to come in a timely fashion. And in that context, he very, very beautifully, powerfully, Hayahadut hekpida ma'od al iso chimutz hasha'a. Yadus is very particular and very strict with regard to procrastinating. Bat toda'at zman v'gishahi, Yadus is very sensitive to time. Shehiya kol shehi, the slightest procrastination, nechshevet al yadal lepesha, can be considered a chait. Ha'adam mafsid lef'amim, there are times when a person can lose et olamo b'shal chait echad v'yisma meya. And then he illustrates this bein hayeser with a contrast between David and Shaul. The Gemara in Yuma says, two malachim, one of them sinned and HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave him fully, even in Olam Hazeh. The other sinned and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Hazeh didn't forgive him. He suffered the consequences in Olam Hazeh. David is low also low. HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave him and spared him the consequences even in Olam Hazeh in terms of his malucha. Whereas Shaul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in terms of Olam Hazeh, didn't forgive him and didn't spare him the consequences. What was the difference between David and Shaul? Hatshuva pshuta ma'od. David lo hechmitz at hasha'a haritzuya v'hisvado miyad al avono. When Nosan HaNavi confronts David, so David HaMelech, immediately, when Nasan HaNavi gives him the moshal with the rich man and the poor man and the sheep, so David HaMelech right away, immediately, says, Chatasi. By contrast, Shaul hitmameyak tzas. Shaul, David immediately says, Chatasi Lashem. And Shaul initially resists. No, asher shamati b'kol Hashem, va'elech baderech asher shlachani Hashem. Soon thereafter, Shaul reverses course, but that procrastination, in terms of melucha, sealed his fate. So it's a very big yesod. Again, the consequences that can follow due to procrastination. I think in Pachad Yitzchak, in a very different context, in a different style, but also has a very similar point. And that's the Maamar Chazal, that a person has a mitzvah to do, you do it, right? You don't delay, you don't procrastinate. Mitzvah bal yotcha al tach mitzana. But the Futna says, but look at the Lashon Chazal. We think, okay, if I do a mitzvah today, or I do it tomorrow, a few days from now, what's the difference? A little bit more zrizus, a little bit less zrizus. And yet Chazal say, no, if I procrastinate, I'm being machmitz the mitzvah. What's the difference between whether I put the dough into the oven right now, whether I let it sit for a few minutes? It's not just a little bit more zrizus, a little bit less zrizus. It's the difference between matzah and chametz. It's not fundamentally the same. Oh, a little bit more zrizus, a little bit less zrizus. No. It's fundamentally different. It's fundamentally affected by the procrastination. Ad kan dvarav. How do we understand this? What's the pshat? At first glance, it's not intuitive to us. Then we think of it basically as, I did it. Okay, when did I do it? So I handed in my assignment a day late. Right, but as a student, it drives you crazy if the instructor takes off 5 points because it was late. No, but it's the same paper, right? I got all the answers right. And the paper otherwise would have been an A paper. So what are you giving me an A minus because it was a day or two late? It's fundamentally the same. Here's the chat I was saying. It's not, we're not answering a question, we're trying to provide a perspective. If someone asks you to square a circle, so you're not really going to explain to them why you're not doing it. That's the way it is. There is no such thing as squaring a circle. A circle can't be a square. Mitiv'o of a circle is that it cannot be a square. A square cannot be circular. It's not a kasha with a tear. It's explaining why there's no kasha. Explaining why there's no havamin. Not a havamin with a maskana. It's explaining why there's no havamin. So here's the yisod of Osai. Olam Haza is temporary and transient. That's what Olam Haza is. Again, if you take the majority opinion, it's not only true for our sojourn in Olam Haza, it's true for Olam Haza itself. If you take the way most understand the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Olam Haza is going to be Chorev, so it's not only that for us, in terms of our residents in Olam Haza, Kigerim v'Soshav Matami Modi, but Olam Haza itself is temporary and transient. But either way, it's certainly our experience of Olam Haza is temporary and transient. Whatever one's favorite age is, you can't arrest time at that age. Everything about Olam Haza, that's the mahus of Olam Haza, is that it's cholev v'over. Olam Haba, it's not the pshat that Olam Haba is, that in Olam Haza we live temporarily and in Olam Haba we live eternally. It's that Olam Haza is temporary and the Mela we live temporarily, and Olam Haba is eternal and the Mela we live eternally. L'yom shekulo tov, yom shekulo oruch means it's not that we're living longer, it's that the very mahus of Olam Haba is a different mahus than that of Olam Haza. So it's not a question of, you know, what's pshat? Why is there an isser chimutz hasho'o? Why is there such an isser? And why is it so crucial? It's not a question. That's the mahus. The mahus of a temporary and temporal existence is that everything is fleeting. Everything is fleeting. And the fact that what I do in 10 minutes from now won't be the same necessarily as what I could have done 10 minutes earlier, even though we superficially don't see the difference, is not a question. Everything is fleeting. That's the mahus of Olam Haza. And Mimela, that's why there's such an inyan as part of that mahus, as an expression of that mahus. That's why there's such an inyan of chimutz hasha'ah. Okay, we'll stop here.